2143.3.
The Princess of Wales paid a flying visit to Great Whirley in Staffordshire today for the official opening of a new £1 million small business park and a look around the factory which made the Royal Kitchens. Andrew Hewkin has this report.
Looking radiant in a red jacket, pencil-thin black skirt and matching accessories, the Princess hadn't a hair out of place as she stepped forward to greet the waiting dignitaries as the Great Whirley High School Band entertained the windswept crowds. Hundreds braved the raindrops to catch a glimpse of the future queen, whilst children from a local playgroup thrust posies of flowers into her hand as she passed down the line, on her way to cut the tape across the entrance to one of the units at the new Enterprise Centre in Landywood. One of those looking on was retired councillor Brian Roberts. He was chairman of South Staffordshire's finance committee when the £1 million-plus project got the go-ahead 2 years ago. He believes the centre is a great jobs boost for the area.
This unit, we think, of 13 units, will probably create about 85 jobs. And the next one, which is behind us, which is the bigger one, will probably create, we hope, about 150. So for a village like Great Whirley, this is quite an injection of jobs.
Princess Diana was shown around several of the units before moving into the nearby Landywood furniture-making factory. Inside, the Princess saw kitchen units like the ones in her Highgrove home being made, then paused to have a word with Jean Finch, gluing together some of the components.
She asked me about the solvent. She's getting a lot of smell off it, you know. So she asked me what it was like working solvent. And I said, it's not too bad. We just keep the lid down, you know, most of the time. And then she asked me if I've got a nice kitchen. And I said, yeah, I'd have my kitchen from here. And she said, a woman spends a lot of time in the kitchen, you know. You need a nice kitchen. And I said, yeah.
The royal visitor then talked to old people at Oak House, a new block of sheltered housing in the village, before climbing aboard the helicopter for home. Princess Di is not the only member of the royal family visiting the region this week. On Thursday, Prince Edward will open a new ride at the Alton Towers Entertainment Complex.
Doctors carrying out a routine sinus operation on a two-year-old boy in Birmingham were amazed when they found a clothes peg stuck up his nose. Toddler Anthony Clark had been wandering around for 5 months with the peg lodged in his left nostril. His mother, Yvonne, says the surgeons have seen nothing like it before.
I said to him, have you come across anything like this before? And he said, no, not across pegs. Definitely not. They find buttons, beads and things like that, but not across pegs. Well, I was quite shocked because all the nurses from the theatre come to the ward to see us. It was terrible. I was embarrassed.
This is Newsnight on Beacon Radio. It's 6 o'clock. The latest headlines. Labour MPs have accused the Prime Minister of being frightened of the election result. Ex-Guinness boss Ernest Saunders is safe from jail and the Princess of Wales has visited South Staffordshire.
This is Clive Eakin with the sports headlines. Kidderminster Harriers and Burton Albion are due to meet again tonight at the Hawthorns for football's FA Trophy final replay. The two sides drew 0-0 at Wembley on Saturday, but despite the lack of goals, the match produced plenty of excitement and some good football. Harriers one injury down to experienced centre-half Colin Brazier. He faces a latent fitness test on his knee injury. In cricket, Worcestershire have collapsed to 23 for 4 in reply to Yorkshire's 143 all-out in the Benson Hedges Cup match at Headingley. Elsewhere in the country, Somerset have scored 319 for 2 in their innings against Hampshire at Southampton, with Martin Crowe and Peter Roebuck both making centuries. And Essex have bowled out Middlesex for 113 at Chelmsford. Pakistan's tour match at Derby has been rained off. More sport on Beacon Radio just after 6:30.
And I'll be back in a moment with the latest weather report.
The Lancia. The compact Y10, the sleek HF Turbo, the powerful Prisma, the ultimate Thema Turbo. For new and used Lancias and servicing, it's got to be Wallstones Motor Company, the only Lancia dealer in Wolverhampton and Shropshire. Drive in style. Drive a Lancia from Wallstones Motor Company, Wallstone Road, Penn.
Word processor operators looking for a brilliant future? They're looking at Fair Thames Job Shops. As well as holiday and bank holiday pay, right now we're offering our exciting new summer bonus scheme. Find out more. Call us now on Wolverhampton 312 345. 312 345.
Fair Thames Job Shops for a brilliant future.
Beacon's satellite weather.
Brought to you in association with
Wolverhampton Window.
Cable Street, Wolverhampton.
Cloudy and showery this evening, but that should clear later on. The temperature at Beacon Road at the moment, 10 Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit, and the pollen count should remain low.
Thank you. Wet, I think, sums it up, to be perfectly honest with you.
Tony at Beacon in the evening.
H2, it's John Farnham.